cactus.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
You can't touch this.
Oh, what the hell? I didn't mean to play the intro, so now I guess I have to start the show. That was an accident. I'm looking up songs. I'm trying to find songs. Somebody requested music, so I'm finding the music. Alright, give me a few minutes and I will be back and do shows and stuff.
Boy, can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living and you know, can't touch this.
Okay, alright, okay. Showtime! It's the Snowplow Show. I've been doing notes again, like I used to do for the phone show, and they're out of control. Like 2 pages of garbage here that I want to get through. Random crazy stuff. Donations, news articles. Because that's what you all tune in for, is to listen to the news. So hey people in the Madhouse chat room, I'm glad the Madhouse chat room's working again. NPSA Cobra says it's the best show ever so far. And Lazarus agrees. And that's it. 2 people in the chat room, and me. I've been awake for 30 minutes now. I just had a big bowl of Captain Crunch cereal. One of the donators for Carlito's show, Naz, emailed me some tracks by Kabuto the Python. And so that's all I'm going to play today, is Kabuto the Python. So if you don't like him, that's going to suck for you. He sent me 4 songs that I have to play. I already had 2 of them, but now I have 2 more. Pie Royale with cheese. Who is also a donator to the Carlito Network. Not to me. I think people think they're donating to me sometimes because they say things that suggest that. And I swear you guys, you're not donating to me. You're donating to Carlito. Even though it goes to me, I forward it all to Carlito. And Carlito has made a little over $200 now. And I guess as long as I'm talking about that, let's go ahead and go through this list as quickly as possible. I've asked people in the past few shows to donate money to the Madhouse Radio Network, and people have donated a lot of money. So thanks, everyone. I'm going to say thank you to all these people and delete them from my show notes. Captain Rusty, Sloth, Axpa, Eric, Royale with Cheese, Aaron M., Uncle Remus, David K., Victor B., Perth. He's a new one. He donated $50 Australian. So thanks for that, Perth. And Naz. Naz donated. What I'm saying, I think Carlito has plenty of money at this point. And maybe later on this year, or, you know, whenever he starts running out of hosting money, we'll start this up again. But thanks, everyone, for donating. Oh, and I'm supposed to give a URL. This episode is sponsored by bootzilla.org. That's Axpa's website. Axpa 420. I know how to pronounce his name now because he told me. But go to bootzilla, bootzilla.org, or go to phonelosers.org and click on it in the show notes because I'll have it on there. So everyone, thank you for your donations. Naz donated more money. He said it's either for Carlito or for Rappy, whoever needs it more. And he said, actually, you should have them fight for it. But I don't know. That sounds like a lot of effort. And Rappy and Carlito are hard to get a hold of as it is. So I just divided it between the two of them. So thanks, Naz. Bobot says he's training Mormons at work today. Have fun training Mormons. Are there any other donations? Bootzilla.org. Alright, deleting that. I think that's all. Okay, I'm going to play this. It's not Kabuto the Python, but it's his. Some other identity he goes by, Swagberg. This is Pony Swag. This is the first Kabuto the Python song I ever heard. This isn't one that What's-His-Face requested, Naz, but I'm going to play this one first anyway, because it's awesome. It's about My Little Pony, and everyone knows I'm a brony here. That's not true, okay? I'm not a brony.
This joint's called, I forget, Pony Swag. For my bronies, ain't no phony shit that they can ferret out, no kill Coney. OG, realest how flows from a crony. Shit, it's all love, every pony's a homie. Comely to homely, killing them in roadie. O's and talent shows, real talk, no baloney. Sonic rain boom, blown big up on the Sony. Ponies, don't fuck with them, you can blow me. Pinking me in a beat, dope, spitting and I'm posted. Sitting on the hood when I giggle at the ghosty. Spike type rap sheet, scissor when I proceed. All my syllables are toasty. Equestrian swag, oi tards, it's a new type. No show venue, got me barred cause I'm too hype. Aloysius grill coin bars in the moonlight. Cutie Mark 6-point star and a boom mic. Ponies, ponies, ponies. Swag. 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 Swag.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Swag.
Okay, I have something really exciting to tell everyone about, and it's going to sound like a sponsored thing, but I swear it's not. It's just something I found recently, yesterday actually. Someone from LiveLeak told me about this, but there's this new website. I mean, I guess it's not new, but it's newer. It's called Bing, bing.com. It's a search engine, and it's a lot like Google, but it's run by Microsoft, and I don't know, you can search for things like, okay, it's bing.com, B-I-N-G.com. And instead of a white background, it's got like this really, really calm scenery. Oh, that's weird. I just realized, I think the scenery on the background of Bing is from the movie Goonies. It's got the same shape of rocks when you hold up the doubloon. Anyway, yeah, it's a really good website. It's a good search engine. You can type in anything. Like, I'm going to type in phone losers of America into Bing. And look, there's phonelosers.org and the Wikipedia. It's pretty amazing. Yep, everyone should go to Bing and do their searching. Okay, the really cool thing, though. Okay, there's a reason I'm telling you about Bing. Okay, after you search up on the top, you know, just like Google has, they have images and blogs and all that stuff you can click on. On this one, there is a button called More. After More, you click on Social. I could just tell you to go to bing.com/social. And then Social lets you search for Facebook posts and Twitter posts together or separately. And, you know, it's just like the open book where you can search through Facebook posts, but this is legit. This is Microsoft doing this. You search for the word call my cell on bing.com/social, and I've got this giant list of people's, you know, posting their phone numbers on Facebook. It's amazing. Google can't do this, can they? I don't think they can. I've never seen that feature on Google. Seriously, I hate to promote Bing here, but this is pretty... This is great, because it does such a better job at it than OpenBook does. And as most of you know, we use OpenBook to make crazy phone calls to people. There seem to be like less results on Bing, but they're better because... Wait, these are all businesses. Oh my gosh, these are all businesses. These aren't people, these are all... Wait, this has got to be... Did I just promote Bing a bunch and this doesn't even work? I swear this worked yesterday. I was really excited about this. I swear every single one of these is a business. A business on Facebook. Okay, let me click on Twitter also. The Twitter ones aren't businesses. It's just happen to be businesses. Okay, I'm going to try a different term. I'm going to try text myself. Businesses don't say text myself, right? They're all businesses. God damn it. God damn it. Fucking Bing. I hate Bing. Suck my cock, Bing. I mean, I could call these Twitter people, but the whole thing is I want to do the reference checks today. I want to sell people's information to the Chinese government. That's my plan for today. Alright, back to Open Book. Okay, forget everything I said about Bing. Bing is horrible. It's stupid. If you use Bing, you're stupid. Bing just owned me. Now, I swear, I did this yesterday. I used Bing and I called a person just to try it out, and these weren't all businesses. Today, it's all businesses, and it's a really short list, so I can't go any further than this. I want to play a commercial.
Tired of search overload? Introducing Bing, the better way to Google. Bing helps you Google the best choice faster and shows related Googles right there on the results page. Bing knows what you like to Google and Googles it based on your previous Googles. Say you want to Google hotels in Dublin. Bing can Google that easy. With Bing, you can Google anything you can think of. Google hotel info, Google coffee shops, Google health information, Google restaurants. It's all Googled lightning fast by Bing. Stay informed with Bing's extra features: Google News, Google Docs, Google Images, and Google, 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 Google. So remember, the next time you Google something, Google it with Bing. That's G-O-O-G-L-E. It with Bing.
Okay, so I'm back on Open Book. Bing is garbage. Don't use Bing. I'm going to play a song that Naz requested now while I look on Open Book. And I'm going to get some numbers and we're going to make some calls. And I'm going to stop talking. So here you go, Naz.
Yo, what's up? Fucking poopy hands. I can lay it down on the parcel tongue mixtape. With your man, put on a python. Got to show you nerd bitches how to get real snake slithery with it. Nah,
so
man.
What's up?
Word. I'm with my man Kabuto, represent the nerdcore. Strapping scat and catapult so you can watch my turd sore. My shit is banging so hard, oh my god, I think my turd sore. You heard whore shit dropping from the top of the third floor. I got the thirst for sick
and bent on your floor. If we're talking battle records, I'm the best with the score. You're sort of wagging, plus your mother is a pestilent whore. I'll hella choke you till you bleed from your freckles and pores. And plus I get it in whenever I impress and record. It kind of blessed as a guest of the Lord, but even nuns are getting wet from...
This girl didn't have an area code, so I'm guessing on the area code. So I could be wrong.
Hi, you've reached Brianna from Curl Up and Die. I'm unavailable to answer my phone right now. You can leave your name, number...
Every hair salon uses that joke, Curl Up and Die. I remember we had one around our house called that back in the 80s. It's an old joke. Stop using it, everyone. God.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Brianna?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, this is Greg from Walmart. I'm calling to do a reference check on someone that left your name. Her name is Elizabeth Fernandez. She's trying to get a job here.
Oh, okay.
And she just left her name as a personal reference, and I was just calling to make sure you know her and everything.
Yeah, I do. I do know her.
Okay, and she's a good person and everything. And
oh, yeah. She's super sweet.
Okay, great. Well, I guess that's all I needed then.
Okay.
I'm supposed to tell everyone when I call them, just to let you know, we're going to be selling your name and phone number to the Chinese government.
You're selling my name and phone number to the Chinese government?
Yeah, it's just something we do to make a little bit of extra money on these job applications. So
I don't want my name and number sold to the Chinese government.
Well, it's not something I'm offering a choice of. It's just letting you know that we're going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government.
Why?
It's just something that Walmart does to make a little bit of extra money.
They're not going to be, like, calling me or doing stuff with my phone number and name, are they?
I don't know. I mean, who knows what those Chinese people do? They're weird over there, but it's just...
Okay, Well, if they do, I'm going to be sending you guys, like, an email or something, because I like, that's just not okay with me.
Well, no, Elizabeth signed this paper that said it's okay for us to sell your name and number to the Chinese government.
I didn't sign anything.
I know, but Elizabeth did.
Okay, well, then I will talk to her.
I don't know. It's not a debate or anything here. It's just, I'm just letting you know that we're...
I know it's not a debate, but I'm not a part of the Chinese government, so I don't want my shit sent to the Chinese government.
Well, it's just, they pay us to send for names and numbers, the Chinese government does.
Well, what's the point of, okay, never mind.
We don't really know. Nobody here knows what they do with it. She's gone. So some guy last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago in the chat room, he was going by the name Brad Cartera, so I have no idea who it was. He came up with the idea. He's like, tell them you're going to sell their name and number to the Chinese government, and I did that to somebody. It didn't turn out that good back then, but I love the idea, so I have to keep doing that. That's my thing today. I'm going to sell numbers to the Chinese government, so expect plenty more of that. That's the second person I've done that to. I did that to someone yesterday, and they got really mad, too. So I think there's good potential here to upset people.
But I look Mexican more, and when I tell them I'm from space, the correction's ignored. I hella met up with your sis and was caressing her gourds, and when your brother stumbled, make you want some close encounters of the sky god. Those bad madness with raps, I'm mad impressive. Now I know that they know that they can't connect shit. Ain't no fear of Bush or so, but I am protected.
Hi, this is Massage.
Hi, is this Connie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Overflea with at Walmart. I'm just calling to do a reference check. Someone left you as a reference on their job application.
From who?
I'm calling from Walmart. There's someone named Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Smith left your name as a personal reference. I was just calling to find out if you knew Jimmy Smith.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. And he's just a friend, good person, and everything.
Yes, he is. He's pretty good.
Oh, okay, great. Well, that's all I needed. Also, I'm supposed to let everyone I call know that we will be selling your name and phone number to the Chinese government.
Do what?
We're going to be selling your name and phone number to the Chinese government. It's just something that Walmart does to make a little bit of extra money.
Do not do that.
Oh, no, I'm just letting you know that we are going to do that. We make a little bit of extra money. The Chinese government pays us for numbers and names.
Without my permission, you can't.
Well, Jimmy signed the application, so that's permission for us.
Well, that don't make sense.
Well, he signed the paper and said it's fine to sell all names and phone numbers on this job application to the Chinese government. So we're going to be selling your name and your phone number to the Chinese government. We're not sure what they do with it. I don't think they're telemarketers, though. I mean, you don't have to worry about that.
I'm more worried about them trying to kill us.
You're going to kill the Chinese?
No, I'm more worried about them trying to kill us.
The Chinese, they're not going to kill you. They just want names and phone numbers.
Well, they kind of have reason to want them.
Well, I'm sure they do. We don't know what it is, but they're not sending assassins out to kill people. Come on, don't be stupid.
That ain't being stupid.
You're kind of being stupid. Pretty stupid, if you ask me. But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know we're going to be selling your number to the Chinese government. Oh, she didn't like being called stupid. Darn it. I thought she would enjoy that.
Y'all don't need to be concerned for what I fracking had for breakfast. One day my rap album's gonna fill yon cupboards. Y'all delivery is shaky like it's built on rubber. Planning world domination, but I'm still on suburbs. Got you brainwashed to love it, call me ill Ron Hubbard. I appeared to care. Scrub Club was making noise, dissing MC Lars, but I was in the lab trying to refine and get my bars up. I know you tard suck at rapping and you...
Hello?
Hi, this is Lazarus from Walmart. I'm calling to do a reference check. Someone is applying for a job here and left your name as a reference.
That's right. Who is it?
I'm calling from Walmart. My name is Lazarus. And Macy Pratt is trying to get a job here, and she left her name as a reference.
Tom Little as a reference?
I'm sorry, what?
So me as a reference?
Yeah, she put your name on the job application, so I'm supposed to call you and ask if you know Macy Pratt.
What name did she put? Because I just got this phone.
What?
What name did she put down? Because I just got this phone.
The John Little?
Macy Pratt, she said?
Yeah, yeah, she put your name on a job application. Do you know Macy Pratt?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. And, you know, she's a good person and everything?
Yeah, she's a good person. She's nice.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. That's all I needed to know. We're just checking her references here and going to see if we can hire her.
All right.
And also, I'm supposed to let you know, all the numbers that people leave us on job applications, we're going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government.
What?
So I just needed to let you know we're going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government.
Who is this?
My name is Lazarus. I'm calling from Walmart.
No, you ain't calling from Walmart.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, Brian. Huh? Yeah, they called fucking restricted my answer.
Okay, well, I need to let you go now. I just needed to let you know we're going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government, and thank you for the reference.
God, get out of here.
Is it? He hung up. I don't think he bought it. So what I'm doing is I'm copy and pasting all these Facebooks that I get these numbers from Open Book, because Bing is garbage. I was really excited about Bing. I thought Bing was going to work out great. I'm pasting them all, though, and I'm going to look at them before I quit the show for the day and see if any of them post anything about these phone calls. Macy Pratt is someone that just commented on his status that he posted, and this all happened like 30 minutes ago. I have no idea who Macy is to him. That's what she gets for commenting. Yeah, Overflea's like, finally, someone questions why someone would leave their name. That's the weird thing. Like, I've been doing these for a few weeks now, and no one ever questions it. And I'm sure some of these people that I'm leaving, they're not like close friends or anything. I don't know. I have breaking news. I don't know. I just wrote down all these news stories, but really, I should just throw them out. Who cares about all this stuff? Yeah, I'm going to delete this one because you guys don't care about sports prank calls. Breaking news. So the state assembly approves a bill fining celebrity swatters $2,000 per call. And that's the thing that's happening in Los Angeles. Somebody has been swatting celebrities for about a year now. They've swatted, like, Ashton. Did they swat Ashton? I don't remember. They swatted Miley Cyrus and Sam Cowell from American Idol. And I don't even remember the names now. They swatted a bunch of people. And nobody knows who it is. They haven't traced the calls. They have no idea where they're coming from. They arrested some kid for it, some 12-year-old, I think it was, because he was apparently involved somehow, but that was early on in this whole thing, and since then there's been, like, you know, 10 new ones, so I'm pretty sure they got the wrong guy. But lots of swatting happening in Los Angeles, and they just approved a bill, and they're going to fine the swatters $2,000 per call, which doesn't seem like that big of a deal to me. Especially since they have no idea who these people are. That's pretty crazy. I have news in here that I wrote down like 2 or 3 weeks ago about leaked court documents reveal that the NSA is collecting call logs from Verizon. And I think we all know about that by now. And it's a lot more than Verizon. And Michael Jackson used to make prank calls to Russell Crowe. I'm too lazy to click on this and read it, but They were weird prank calls. Yeah, actually, I'm going to click on this and read it. Michael Jackson, he'd ring... Okay, Russell Crowe says, he'd ring me in a strong voice. In a strong voice. I'm trying to imagine Michael Jackson with a strong voice. And say, there is an emergency and you need to leave the building. I'd ask, who is this? And he'd say, do not worry, Russell. Just kidding. This is Michael. Sounds like the worst prank call ever. And blah, blah, blah. Something about Superman. Yep, yep, yep. So apparently Michael Jackson was a prank caller. And not a good one. One more breaking news. A hacker scrapes thousands of public phone numbers using a Facebook graph search. And it's a really long article. I'm going to put this in the show notes, all these news things in the show notes at phonelosers.org when I post the show. But it sounds a lot like Open Book. Like he's using some sort of API and he's just grabbing phone numbers with the API. VN from the chat room has done something very similar. He's got this really cool script, and I've tried to talk him into putting it on a website so we can use it. But no, he just wants to paste things that come out of it to us so he can feel needed. So we have to remain friends with him because he's the one with the phone numbers. His thing works a lot better than Open Book, though. The ends does. But anyway, yeah, this some hacker did this, and Facebook is really pissed. They keep deleting all the accounts he's using, and they're talking about legal action against the guy. But he's just grabbing publicly posted phone numbers. Or publicly, you know, on their profile, on their Facebook profile. He's grabbing their phone numbers off of that. So I don't know if they can really arrest him for that or sue him or whatever. Yeah, that's all the news. That's like a giant section of my show notes here. That'll really, you know, get rid of all this garbage text stuff that I have everywhere here. Yeah, okay. I guess I'm going to play another Kabuto the Python song and look for some more numbers to call. I'm looking through here trying to find one that he actually requested. I completely forget what he requested. I might have played them all already. Alright, I'm going to play a Schaefer the Dark Lord song, which features Kabuto the Python. This is the first Kabuto the Python song I ever heard. It's called Buckets of Blood, so here's that.
I got blood on my hands, and my feet, in my mouth, in my eyes, in my hair, even my underwear, everywhere. Anywhere a drop falls, I'm quick to crawl and gobble the stuff up. Driven by insatiable bloodlust. Heart starts beating, hard breathing, I see people bleeding, fiending, I need it. You hemophiliac convenient. Spread to picture, chilling in refrigerator, spilling up a sippy cup. Spill a little, lick it up, tip it up. Triple cup of Bloody Mary, buddy, coming up on the double. I'm blowing bubbles of it, slipping up in bottles of it. It'll soak into your shoes and ooze into your tube socks. Stick you with the crazy straw, drain you like a juice box. Calling bloody night. Call it all psychopathic. I got walls like Jackson Pollock's, all in monochromatics. Tap you like a keg and let you run fast and strong. Hit some motherfucking bloodbath and beyond. Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. It's coming down, it's really coming down. Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. The streets run red until everybody drowns. Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets of blood. Chug a lug, rub it up. I can't get enough of the red stuff coming up.
Yo, Kabuto know a lot about blood, in the same way that the Method Man in red know a lot about bud. I know it circulates the human body in ways that could mystify a high school science teacher for days. I know it carries oxygen from place to place, even all over your knives when it breaks your face. As I taste it, race to the clinic for more, shouting,
doctor, please help, I'm deficient in gore. I know you got a blood supply and I'd like to tap it.
Never realize how useful it is until you lack it, so pass it. The what? Why the bloody intravenous, as the earth girls prefer it when the blood is in my... That aside, whether you a boy or an old man, blood is quite incredible, a joy to behold. To peep it, get yourself an abrasion or start sore, or hit up KTP or maybe Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. It's coming down, it's really coming down. Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. The streets run red until everybody drowns. Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets of blood. Chug a
blood flowing, it gets my own blood going, you know it. And no one has as many uses for it either. From the pool I soak my heat in, to the cubes in my freezer, to the yard sprinkler, water in my lawn, it's on. I got a fully stocked pond, put the tea kettle on. I rock a red opaque aquarium, and later today you watch me washing up my bottom with a blood bidet.
Hey!
Summertime, slip and slide, teeming with disease. My super soaker's 98.6 degrees. The side'll make you greasy, I need that. Give me a million ZZs in an IV stat. I've got a hunger and a thirst and a passion and desire to rival even that of a goddamn vampire. To repeat the DGLP line, I rhymed while I feed, man. I'll eat that, but never mind the at, just bleed and
buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
It's coming down, it's really coming down.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
And the streets run red until everybody drowns.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets of blood. Chug a lot, pump it up, I can't get enough of the red stuff.
Hello.
Hello, is this Justin?
Yes, it is.
Hello, this is Overflea from Walmart. I'm just calling you to do a reference check on someone. They left your name for a reference. Do you know Deanna Thien?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she's trying to get a job here at Walmart and just left you as a personal reference. So I guess you know her and she's a good person and everything.
Oh, yeah, she's a great person, yes.
Okay. Great. I guess that's all I needed then. I'm just kind of going through and calling all these numbers she left.
Okay.
Also, I'm supposed to let you know that we sell all of the numbers that people leave us on job applications. We sell them to the Chinese government. So we're going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, you don't have a problem with that, I guess?
Guess not.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Big jerk. For not getting angry. Fuck you. I hate you. Die in a fire. Oh, crap.
What?
Oh, crap. You're still there. I didn't know you were still there. I'm sorry. I thought I hit
now, what is this?
No, I thought I hit the hang-up button. That was an accident. I didn't mean to say all that. It's just kind of... I'm stressed out today.
Who is this again?
My name's Overflea.
Who?
Overflea.
Who's that?
I'm calling from Walmart. Anyway, thank you for the reference, and I'll let you go then.
Do what?
Thank you for the reference on Deanna, and I'll let you go now. Thank you. Goodbye.
What was your name?
Overflea.
What Walmart?
It's foreign. I'm sorry you don't understand my foreign name, asshole. I really need to go now, though, okay?
What Walmart's it for?
Just ask Deanna, okay? I gotta go. I have other numbers to call here. I can't just sit here and chat with you all day. And he hung up. Why don't people yell anymore? It's too early in the morning. That's the problem. I need to do a night show. I'm gonna have to do a show this weekend. People are angrier. They're drinking more beers at night. That's the ticket. Here's someone named Shug. That's a weird name. Shug is a female, apparently. And she posts lots of inspiring pictures on her Facebook. She's so unique. You're so unique, Shug. And she has a friend named Amber Bacon.
Hello.
Hi, is this Shug?
No, this is Tracy. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Here. It's for you. Show me Wee in just a second.
All right. Just gotta beat her kids first.
You didn't want.
Mama, I was just saying, only want
You can have toast. Toast goes with eggs.
Just let the kid have a damn biscuit. Jeez. Hogging all the biscuits to herself.
There's all kinds of stuff in here.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Shug?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from Walmart. My name's Gareth. I'm just calling to do a reference check on Amber Bacon. She's trying to get a job here.
Oh, okay.
And she left.
Yeah.
She left.
I know her.
Okay. She left you as a personal reference, so you know her, and she's a good person and all that.
Yeah, she's a good person.
Okay.
She's an excellent worker. She's a responsible parent.
Okay. Well, great. That's all I needed then. Thank you very much.
All right.
Oh, also, I'm supposed to let you know that we're going to be selling your number and your name to the Chinese government.
No. Don't sell it.
Oh, no, I'm not asking.
I want half if you do.
No, I'm just letting you know that we sell all the names and numbers people give us to the Chinese government.
Well, don't put that in mind.
I'm sorry?
I don't want the Chinese government calling me.
Oh, no, they're not going to call you. I don't know what they do with the numbers. Oh. They don't do telemarketing, though, so who knows?
Okay.
But we'll be selling all of your information to the Chinese government.
No, you won't.
No, I mean, we will. I'm not asking. I'm just letting you know. It's just a courtesy thing.
You're letting me know that you're going to sell my information to the Chinese government?
Yeah, it's just a way we make a little bit extra money and, you know, keep the prices down here.
Well, let's not.
Well,
let's take my name off that list.
Oh, no, we're definitely going to be selling it to the Chinese government.
Well, we're definitely not wanting it to.
Well, I mean, it's not your choice. You don't get a say in the matter. I'm just supposed to let people know that we do sell their names to the Chinese government.
Well, what company are you?
Walmart.
Oh. Okay, so I guess I'll sue Walmart when the Chinese government gets me.
Well, no, you like the low prices at Walmart, right? So,
yeah.
This is how we have low prices. You're helping keep the prices down.
I think this is a prank call.
No, don't say that. Hey, listen. Listen, why don't you let your daughter just have a goddamn biscuit? She doesn't want toast.
Huh?
Your daughter doesn't want toast. Just let her have a goddamn biscuit.
Right. No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I'll let
you... Who is this?
I'm calling from Walmart. My name's Gareth, but I gotta go. I gotta call the next person on the list. So thank you very much. The Chinese government thanks you too. I thought she was gonna get mad the way she's talking to her kids earlier. Darn it! Overflea says for configuration purposes. That needs to be the reason from now on. I don't even know how a reference check works. People have called me. Businesses have called me to do a reference check for other people. But I don't remember what they said. I've lied and got people jobs before. All right, more Kabuto the Python while I search for some names here, numbers to call. More heat, I ain't your babysitter, bitch, you should have brought more. You mad I ain't releasing because Kabuto is ill. But if you think you're being me, you need a boot to the grill. Yo, this looks like a job for me. So everybody, you're battling for prizes like an ocean tour. Breaking news, everyone, breaking news. Something amazing's happening here. All right, earlier I called someone named Connie. Why is this still playing? Earlier I called someone named Connie on Facebook. I just refreshed her Facebook page and it says this. It says, hey, be careful what you are signing for Walmart applications. I just got a reference call and they told me that my name and number was going to be sold to the Chinese. When I asked why, they had no idea why the Chinese, what the Chinese is going to use it for. That makes me very suspicious, don't it, you? That was hard to read. There's no punctuation anywhere. And nothing else in her comments or anything. Let me look at this Brienne's page. Maybe she's posted something by now. Oh, breaking news, everyone.
Brianna, I believe she was the first person I called. She's like, okay, so I got a strange call from a guy from Walmart who said someone put me down as a reference. I'm not saying who, but anyways, they sell your name and number to the Chinese government. Sounds really sketchy. Any input on this? Someone named Prince says, it was me, LOL. Taking credit for my stuff here. Brianna says, no, it wasn't. But is that true? They sell people's reference names and numbers to the Chinese government? Because I was not happy about it and didn't give my permission to okay it. And then Prince says, I'm not sure. I don't know why they would. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna go back to playing music. I need to copy and paste these URLs so I can go back and read these later. Alright, back to Kabuto the Python. I should trap you and smack you with crass or attacks. But I'm done with the drama, could give half of a crap if this rap were the track to an actual fact. But you pull a look at me, I am high-pitched and gimmicky. Portray a silly character with science fiction imagery. Listen kid, I am surprised that you are into me. But try not to ride on my hiney so insistently. It embarrasses you and embarrasses me. When you swear it's the truth, you're not an arrogant thief. You ain't the head nerd in charge or the chairman in geeks. Cause copying Kabuto ain't the rarest of feats. I won't say you suck at rap, cause you don't, but you try. Hi, the inn.
Hi.
What you doing?
Oh, you know.
Stuff.
Well, I can't believe you actually picked up.
What you thinking about?
I don't know.
You're supposed to say stuff and things.
Oh, yeah, stuff and things. Look what I just had.
You're wearing an orange shirt. You know you're on the air, right?
Oh, holy shit. No. What the fuck?
I was doing a morning show. And you have your hair cut really short, and you're wearing an orange shirt. You look like you're in jail.
Oh, holy shit.
But say hi to the people. I was just talking shit about you. I said, like, you need to feel wanted so you won't put your dumb Facebook number script up on the web. So we have to talk to you.
Yeah.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I'm going to sell your name to the Chinese government.
Gosh.
That'll show you.
God damn it.
Take that. You got quiet since I said we're on the air. I think you're shy.
Yep.
Well, I'm hanging up then.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Tune in. Listen.
I'll tune in.
All right. Bye.
Hi, my name's Kabuto the Python. I just graduated from Princeton. I'm trying to get my foot in the door, and I heard you guys have internship open, so I'm just wondering, you know, if I could call and set up an interview. Okay. I'll talk to you later, hopefully. Bye.
It's intern time, gonna make it shine. Gonna clean my car, gonna make it fine. Entwine up my pants when he gets up a chance. You pull it to the beat, gonna make you dance and prance around like a little subtle fairy. You know it's all scary to bury bodies by the prairie. You can barely contain your fear, it's insane. Yes, you're a little bitch, and we rich and famous.
Yo, intern, I gotta say, better get ready and do it our way. Fetch me the paper, I want those cool ones. Now come over here, let's get our sport on. Ha! I knew you was gay. Now drop it, give me 20 back for that money. Nah, I'm just kidding. You ain't getting paid. You was an intern, not even piece slave.
EPP now hiring. Jesus Christ inspires me. It's so nice when you wash our feet. We need an intern to fold our sheets. EPP now hiring. Radical lesson.
Why are there glory holes in every fucking bathroom in this goddamn building?
Oh, Miss Rebel.
Alright, I found another one. I think I got the right number here.
Mark, can I help you?
Oh, hello, is this Mark?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm calling from Walmart. My name's Ian. I was just calling to do a reference check on Laura Ferguson.
Okay.
And, Do you know her?
Who?
Do you know a Laura Ferguson? She left you as a personal reference on her job application.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you on speaker? I can barely hear you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
What's that?
Can you Can you hear me better?
No, your phone is horrible. You need to get a new phone. Your phone is garbage. Are you? What, are you with? Which carrier are you with? I want to make sure I never use that carrier.
AT&T.
You think they'd be good? It must be your phone that's garbage. Get a new phone, loser.
Hello?
Get a new phone, loser.
Whatever.
Bye. Loser. I can't. Oh, go ahead and insult me. I can't hear you because your phone's garbage. What the hell was that? I should have asked him what kind of phone he was using. The Inn says the Chinese government has his fingerprints. He had to get fingerprinted today by the Chinese government. All right, I might have a really good one here. I'm probably going to read all this and she's not going to pick up, but I'm going to read this status update that she did 2 hours ago. Her name is Darylin. And it says, on God, on some fuck the world shit to all my family who choose dat bitch Sherry over me, kiss my ass and go to hell, dat bitch talk about me to the next motherfucker, and my aunt Shataya bitch, my grandma Neva did like your ass, how I'm feeling, you probably got somebody to kill her to, I don't trust you bitches, but y'all know where I stay and hear my number if a bitch want to call me anybody. And I think this is Mississippi, this phone number. Oh yeah, it says on her profile she's in Mississippi. So if she answers, this could be hilarious.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code.
Why did that happen? Oh, God. All right, now I'm depressed. I'm just going to quit the show. It's time to quit the show. Stupid Darylin ruined it all. I quit.
Cinnamon don't make dollars, then it don't make sense. Common sense to invest, I'm a stock, you'll never trade.
I think Google gives me fake ring. Probably just need to reboot Skype. Maybe, I don't know. That retarded girl messed up my Skype. It's her fault, because her phone was disconnected. Hi, legend!
With Curl Up and Dye Beauty Salon. If you would, please leave a detail.
Did you hear that? Another lady calling her beauty salon Curl Up and Dye.
I would greatly appreciate it, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Alright, let me do a reboot on Skype. Apparently I'm having Skype issues. I am going to quit soon. I'm not going to quit just yet. Because I can't, because Legend just got here. I've got to stay on the air for Legend for at least another 10 minutes. It's been over an hour now. Alright, more Kabuto the Python. And I'm going to find some more people to call. Some more Curl Up and Dies.
Damn.
Hello.
Hello, is this Emily?
Yes, yeah, this is her.
Hi, this is Legend from Walmart. I was just calling to do a reference check. Someone filled out a job application and left your name as a reference. Do you know a Tony Procopio?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, she left your name and number as a reference, and just wanted to make sure you know her, and, like, do you know much about her?
She is... I don't know if they're getting a divorce or not, but anyway, she's a good hard worker.
Okay.
Everything I know about her, I'm in a salon and feel like I'm a pretty good judge of character. She's good.
Okay. Well, great. That's all I needed then. I'm just calling all the numbers here in the application.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Oh, and also I'm supposed to let you know that everyone that, you know, they put these phone numbers in the application and we sell them to the Chinese government. So I'm going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government. It's just something.
Hey, what now?
It's just something Walmart does to make a little bit of extra money. We're going to sell your name and phone number to the Chinese government.
Yeah, right. Well, don't do that.
Well, no, you don't get a choice or anything. I'm just letting you know. It's like we have to let people know we're going to sell their name and number to the Chinese government.
I don't understand what you're saying. Sell my name and number to the Chinese government.
Yeah, the Chinese government. They they give us money for the names and phone numbers of people. So we're going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government. It helps us keep the prices low here in the store.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't understand that, and I don't really like that.
Yeah, I don't completely understand. I don't even know what they do with it. They're not telemarketers or anything. They're not going to call you. They just give us money for the...
I don't give a damn what it is. I don't want my name and number given to any Chinese government. And if I mean, that's just not all right.
Oh, I mean, you'll probably never know. I mean, they're not going to do anything with it.
I'll probably never know because I think that if I have to get somebody else to take care of this, I will. But, I mean, that's ridiculous. That doesn't... Do you even understand how that sounds when you say, oh, don't worry, ma'am, I'm selling your name and number to the Chinese government. Does that not sound a bit strange to you?
Well, no, because I've been doing this for a long time. But Tony signed her job application...
doing plenty of things for a long time, and it doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out that that doesn't sound right, nor does it make any sense.
What would rocket scientists have to do with this? I don't get that. I'm so confused.
What does the Chinese government have to do with a reference check?
Oh, but they buy the names and numbers from us, and I'm not sure what they do with the names and numbers, but...
I need to speak to somebody that...
Well, I'm the manager here. Tony signed her job application, and it says here on the fine print that we're allowed to sell your name, all the names and numbers from the job application.
Okay, well, so, I didn't sign anything.
I know Tony signed
anything
it.
Like that.
Tony signed the job application. Well, you weren't here, duh.
That's for... Then you can sell her name and number. You're not...
Yeah,
you don't have the right to do anything with mine.
We sell
her... I didn't fill out anything for you guys, nor did I put my name on anything. Because someone else did does not mean that you get to do what you want with my name and number.
We'll be selling her name and number also, but we're also selling yours.
Well, that's great. You're not doing anything with mine.
You know, you can stop with the fucking attitude or I'm not going to hire Tony. How do you like
that? Well, don't hire her. Tell her she doesn't have a job then. Because I don't understand that and I don't like it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you can stop with the attitude. She's gone. That was pretty good. She got a little angry. That was hilarious. Oh, look, VN is... He just sent me a bunch of Facebook numbers. I was about to quit, and now he's sending me Facebook numbers. That's another lady at another hair salon. Apparently, this early in the morning like this, there's a lot of hair salon people begging people to come in and have their hair done. Begging their friends to come in and give them money. Just like those, you know, Avon and things. I need to write down her. I need to copy and paste her number, her Facebook page, and hopefully she'll say something. Okay, yeah, I guess I'm going to call some of these that the N sent me. So thanks, the N. I don't even have to pause for music. I'm going to refresh Brianna's page. The first girl I called today and see if she's saying anything new. Brianna says, I feel like it's a scam of sorts. Like somehow someone got my info. I feel violated. And the guy was like, there's nothing I can do about it. Walmart just does it to make extra money. And then Prince says, what were they saying? Brianna replies, that so-and-so put you down as a reference and we just wanted to know if they're a good person. I say, yes, blah, blah, blah. And he says, okay, that's it then. Oh, wait, I have to tell you. Oh, it's just, she's just recapping the whole call. Walmart is a huge corporation. What more money do they need? How do you think we got to be a huge corporation, Brianna? We sell names to the Chinese government. Okay, I think I got one here. Some guy that likes to ride four-wheelers. Don't send me any more of the end. I really gotta quit this show. I got stuff to do. I got shit to do.
Hello?
Hello, is this Matt?
Yeah?
Hi, Matt. This is Steven from Walmart. I'm calling to do a reference check. Someone left your name as for a reference. Do you know a Derek Monday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And he just left you as a personal reference. Like you know him and everything. He's a good person.
Yeah, he's like a brother to me.
Okay. Oh wait, no.
I see him on
regular basis. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was supposed to be a personal reference, not a family reference. He didn't say you guys were brothers.
We're not brothers. I'm just a real close friend to him.
We go fishing
and stuff together.
I see.
We're not family by no means.
Okay.
We have separate mothers and fathers. I'm from Seattle and he's from here.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Also.
Yeah. No, he's just a good friend of mine.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll call the rest of these references in and hopefully we can get them hired.
All right, thank you, sir.
Oh, and also, I'm supposed to let you know, we sell all the names and numbers that people give us to the Chinese government, so I'm going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government.
You're going to be selling my name and number to the Chinese government?
Yes. Yeah, they give us a little bit of money for doing that. It's just a way for Walmart to make some extra money here. Okay.
Right, but nothing's coming back on me, right?
Well, I don't know what they do with that. I can't really say for sure. I'm sorry.
Are you just going to sell my...
We can't sell your name and number to nobody.
Well, no, it's just to the Chinese government. We can't sell it to people in America, but it's okay to sell it to the Chinese government.
Hey.
All right.
Does that lady want to talk to me? I mean, I can explain things to her.
It's my wife, yeah. She's about to talk to me. Yeah, you want to talk to her?
Who are you? Who? Really?
Hold on, buddy. It's a reference to my buddy Derek Monday, but he's just saying the Chinese government.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from Walmart. My name's Steven. We're just doing a reference check, but I just need to let you know everybody's selling your number to the Chinese government. Your name and
what
number.
What do you mean? What do you mean selling our name and number to the Chinese government?
I mean, they give us a little bit of money whenever we give them names and phone numbers.
I'd rather not, but...
Okay, but how does that benefit us for the Chinese government to have our name and phone number?
Well, it doesn't benefit you. It benefits Walmart. And, you know, we pass the savings along to you with our low prices in our store.
Okay, but, so, I mean, how does this affect us given the Chinese government our information?
I just said you get low prices at Walmart. You know, it's just we make a little bit extra money this way, so we're going to sell your name and number to the Chinese government. I'm not sure what they do with it.
Well, I mean, that's my point.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do a lot with a name and a phone number.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. You might want to change your number.
Well, I mean, I'd rather our name and number not be sold to nobody. We just got this phone, and I'm not having to go buy a new one.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Derek, on his application, he signed it, and when he signs it, that means it's like permission to sell your name and number to the Chinese government, all the names and numbers that
he puts on it. He's a good friend of the family and this and that, but our name and number ain't got shit to do with the Chinese government, and I don't want them having it.
Hey, you can drop the attitude, ma'am. But we just do this to make a little bit extra money. And, I mean, I understand that you're a simpleton and you don't understand how corporate policies work. But we're definitely...
I'm not no simpleton. I'm a college student and I've got degrees. And
in hematology?
The government has no right to our name and number.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what they do with it. It's probably not a big deal. So just don't worry about it.
That's my exact point. You can do a lot with a name and a phone number.
Like what, for example?
For example, you get a name and a phone number, you can get access to social security cards and all kinds of things over the internet. Hackers do it all the time.
Ah, those hackers. I don't think that's true, though. I don't think you can get someone social from just a name and phone number. That's dumb.
Well, I know you can because it's happened to us already, and we got ripped off from it. They drained my husband's bank account.
And they do this on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe Matt shouldn't be posting his name.
Yeah,
and
just get that shit from it.
Maybe Matt shouldn't be posting...
We don't give our name to people.
Well, yeah, but he posted it on his Facebook, his number.
Yeah, we posted it on our Facebook because we've been without a phone, and we needed our friends and family that live out of state to have our phone number.
What if there's a hacker reading
Not
your
the
Facebook?
Chinese government.
What if there's a hacker reading your Facebook, stupid? You ever think of that? Aw, she hung up. I'm going to call back. Hey, that dumb hoe hung up on me. I was trying to make a point.
So you can, like, if you get a chance, like, why don't you punch her in the stomach for me, okay?
Did you just call me and tell me, just call my wife a dumb hoe and tell me to punch her in the stomach?
Well, she's being a dumb hoe. I was in the middle of a conversation with her, and she just hangs up the phone. Is that how she deals with people? She just hangs up on them? What a dumb hoe.
Bro, for one, she ain't dumb hoe, and we don't want our name given to the Chinese government.
Well, I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to put a star next to your name, and that means they'll give us more money. Okay, so I got to call the rest of these references, and I'll let you go now then. Thank you very much for the job reference. He's gone. Okay, this time I'm going to play Kabuto the Python instead of sitting here in silence while I look over Facebook.
.com, I recommend it. In spite of the conspiracy theories, Mike Wazowski, I feel that rappers fear and be cheering. You appear to be near me.
Here's another number from The Inn. The Inn has an awesome script. It's too bad he doesn't start up his own open book, because that would be amazing. Hint, hint, The Inn.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Shelby?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kevin from Walmart. I'm just calling to do a reference check. Tino Hall left your name and as a personal reference.
Yeah.
Do you know Tino Hall?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay, and he's a good person and everything?
Yeah, he's funny. He's nice. He's not a bad guy.
Okay.
I went to school with him.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, yeah, he just left you as a personal reference, and I just wanted to, confirm that you knew him and everything.
Oh, okay. Is he getting a job?
Yeah, he's getting a job here at Walmart.
Okay, that's cool. All right.
Also, I'm supposed to let you know we sell all of the names and numbers that people give us on job applications to the Chinese government.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be selling your name to the Chinese government.
What?
I'm going to be selling your name and your phone number to the Chinese government. They give us a little bit of money for that. So I just wanted to let you know that we're going to be selling your name.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it just means that we're going to...
Who is the Chinese government?
Well, you know, the country, China.
Yeah, why does that have to be my name?
Oh, because, you know, Tino left your name and number on the application and he signed it and it says...
Do I get any money?
Oh, no. Definitely not. It's just Walmart gets a little bit of money for it.
Are you being serious?
Oh, yeah, completely. We sell all the names and numbers that people give us to the Chinese government, and it helps us keep prices lower in our store. So basically, you save money by shopping at Walmart because we sell
do
your...
I get like a, do I get like a coupon or something?
No,
like
no. Quit thinking. No, you don't get anything. You get lower prices when you come to Walmart and shop.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government. We're not sure what they do with it, but...
Well, hopefully they don't come after me.
Yeah, hopefully not. I can't say for sure, though. Nobody knows for sure. I don't think even the people in the corporate office know what they do with it.
Okay, can you tell me what you're going to do with my name one more time?
We're going to sell your name and phone number to the Chinese government. Okay, so thank you very much for the reference check, and I'll let you go.
Okay. Hey, what's your name?
My name's Steve.
Steve? I thought your name was Kevin the first time.
Yeah, I was testing you. Why did you ask me my name if you already know what it is?
I don't even know who this is.
My name's Kevin. I'm calling from Walmart.
I'm sorry, you cannot sell my baby sister's name and information to the Chinese government.
No, it's okay, because Tino, he signed the application, and it says we're allowed to sell all the names on here.
What information do you have, sir?
Just her name and phone number, and we're just going to sell it to the Chinese government. It's standard practice here.
Well, I'm sorry. don't do that. I don't know who signed her up for this. Well, she is underage.
Well, no,
she's 15 years old.
It's just a job application because her friend of hers is trying to get a job.
What it is? You can't have a job when you're 15.
Oh no, no, with a work permit, Tino can get a job here.
Well, I don't know why Tino put my sister's name on that, but will you please exclude her from that?
Well, no, it's just something we do to make a little bit of extra money here, and you know, it makes the prices lower at Walmart. So we're just going to sell her name and number to the Chinese government. We're not sure what they do with the information.
If you do, I'm going to report you, sir. I'm sorry.
Because we don't know anything about this. I don't even know where this came from.
Well, there's no record of it or anything. It's not like you can prove that we sold it to the Chinese government. It's just we're just being nice and letting you know.
Well, I have two witnesses that is witnessing you talk to me on speakerphone right now.
Yeah, but they sound like idiots, and who's going to believe them?
They are not idiots. You sound like a fucking idiot, number one, trying to sell my name to the fucking Chinese government. I don't even know who this is or who you work for.
I've told you who I am and who I work for several times now, and I have to let you go. I have to call the rest of these references.
You told me two different names. But don't worry about it, Kevin or Steve. I have the phone call, and I have two witnesses that are not idiots like you called them.
My name is Doug. It's not Kevin.
Kevin, Doug, Steve, whoever the fuck you are, you're a dumbass fucking idiot. Dumbass.
Okay, you win. I'm going to let you go now.
Okay, cool. Because, don't worry, I have your number and I am recording.
Oh, crap. I'm scared. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Hey, shut up. Shut up. I bet you that last girl's already posted a Facebook update about that call.
Hello?
Hello, is this Paige Spearman?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from Walmart. My name is John. I'm calling to do a reference check for James Benton. He's trying to get a job here, and he left you as a reference.
Oh, James Benton? Uh-huh.
Yep, as a personal reference.
Oh, yes.
Do you know James?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. And he's a good person and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I need. It's just a personal reference, and I'm just calling the people on his application here.
Okay.
And also, I'm supposed to let you know that we sell all of the names and numbers that people give us on job applications to the Chinese government, so I'm going to be selling your name and number to the Chinese government.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's all. That's all, then.
Okay.
Chinese government, they're going to have your name and number.
It'll be okay.
Okay, yeah, it's completely fine. Thanks for not getting angry, because I wouldn't have liked that if you got angry. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. I was going to make that the last one, but she didn't get angry, so one more. One more number, and then I quit. I can't do any more, because that was the last one on the end's list. So I'm going to completely blame the end for this, and I'm going to hurry up and quit the show before the end can send me more, and I'd rather this be all the end's fault. But, let's see. Okay, I'm going to go through each of these Facebook things that I've done. Hold on. Let me go back here and click all these away. I'm going to look at each one and see if anyone's done updates. Oh no, I think I just deleted one that I hadn't. Oh wait, no. Okay, first, Brianna. I think I did forget to write some of these down. Okay, on Brianna's thread that's happening right now, her friend Prince says, "Well, I know Walmart pays people to sit on their ass to come up with the smallest way to make or save money by any means." Brianna replies, "Lame." And that's the end of Brianna's thread. All right, let's look at Connie. Connie, she did leave a message. I already said it earlier. I mean, she left an update. Next is John Little. He's the one that he didn't believe me. He thought it was a joke. And he hasn't posted anything. Shug. Shug's the one that was yelling at her kids about breakfast, and she has posted nothing at all. Damn you, Shug. Justin Scoggins. I can't remember what happened with him. And he has posted nothing. Maybe I didn't get through to him. Emily Hathaway. Nothing from Emily. Matt Beatty. Don't remember this guy. Oh, the four-wheeler guy. I don't think I got through to him. And finally, Shelby. Shelby... Wait, is she the one I just talked to? I can't remember. Ah, Ian, you jerk. You just deleted all the numbers. All the names. From Skype. I hate that Skype lets you do that. It lets you edit things that you already posted to somebody. Now all those numbers are gone. I think it was Shelby I just talked to, though. Yeah, I'm sure it was. And she hasn't posted anything either. But she will. I'm sure of that. So once again, the show has been sponsored by bootzilla.org. That's, oh man, I don't even know. Oh, it's AXPA. It's his website. Bootzilla, BOOTZILLA.org. I can't remember what that site does. I went to it once and it did things. It had something on there. It's also this. The show is also brought to you by WhizBangs, where the party never ends and the fun is never ending. We're not brought to you by Bing, because goddamn Bing. Here, let's see what Bing says right now for text to myself. It's still nothing but businesses. I'm so confused about that. Let's try call myself. All businesses. I swear there were non-businesses earlier, yesterday, when I checked this. At least Open Book still works. I just thought it was cool that there was a new legitimate resource for this kind of thing, but no. All right, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Telephone falls. I haven't updated about that in a while because I've been really incredibly lazy about finishing that up. But this week, I've been making a lot of progress. I really think I can have this out by July 1st. July 1st is Monday. I think I can do it. I was thinking about doing a show this weekend, you know, like an evening show, either Friday or Saturday. But I don't want to promise that because I really would like to just do Telephone Falls and listen to other people do shows. So, I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling and how well I've progressed on Telephone Falls. I just have like a tiny bit to do to tie it all together. So hopefully Telephone Falls will be out Monday. Maybe earlier. And maybe I'll completely not get it out at all. Who knows? Goodbye, everyone in the chat room. Oh, Carlito's here. Bye, Legend. Bye, Smegma. Bye, Overflea. Bye, everyone. Bye, NPSA Cobra. Thanks for listening, everyone. I will have this show on the website soon. I'm going to end with guess what? A Kabuto the Python song. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. Yo, it's Kabuto the Python. Scrub Club, fuck, Scrub Club Records. C2D, what up?